Redemptive key number five. We've finally come to the end of these five redemptive keys. I hope you've listened to them in order or in sequence. And it is also my hope that you've registered to utilize our resources in our classroom, or even better, come and purchase the workbooks and engage in conversation. Healing and deliverance, or inner healing and deliverance, has a lot of trajectories to it. And what I've found through the courts of heaven is that there is a space and time for conversation. Holy Spirit is the most amazing investigator. And Jesus is your advocate. He's your lawyer when you go into the courtroom. And the righteous judge sits there. And so if you thought about a court on earth, it's a similar situation. But except as a believer, when you walk into the court, you've already been redeemed. So, you know, before I gave my life to Christ, I know that going into the courtrooms, people were being redeemed and they weren't in Christ. But the process and the revelation, the encounters, the emotional breakthrough, the release, the feelings, all of that was, you know, I didn't have to ask anyone. They just gave their life to Christ. I didn't even know how I was doing it, but I sent them on. We went to a church. They went to a church and I followed them. So understand, when you step into this, if you're not sure, I'm not selling you Christ. I'm not selling you the courts of heaven. I am selling you my workbooks and my experiences that I've had, for sure. That's my ministry. That's my income. That's where I survive from. And I appreciate every purchase that somebody makes through my website for that. What I am sharing with you is real life encounters from real life people that are just Joe Blog average, meaning we get up in the morning, go to work, live a life, enjoy our time out, enjoy holidays, enjoy trips, enjoy life as its fullest, but have actually added in church. Not because we have to, because we want to. And it may take you a wee bit of time to find the right place. And I'm not asking you to go and find a church straight up. But I know if you're bound in any way, if you're blocked in any way, the right church will help you get set free. But you can learn to be self-deliver. You can learn to break the shackles yourself by understanding. Number one, I like to help people out interpreting and decoding their dreams and visions. I'm not a expert at that, but I have enough insight to understand it, and I've got a couple of really good books. So anyway, I'll come to life's eternity. We're going to first of all talk about there's a book by a chap called John Ramirez, who is a Satanist, and it's called Armed and Dangerous. Mighty man of God. Really worthwhile searching him out on the internet. His name is John Ramirez. If you can find his clip and his testimony, you'll cry. Very good for any new ages to really look at it. Because if you're tabling in angel cards, you're no different to what John was as a high priest. Well, he's a warlock, I think. The next three books I'm going to share with you is one's called Spiritual Housekeeping by Kimberly Daniels. I found this amazing. This woman was in the army. She was a drug addict. She was everything that you didn't want your daughter to be. She ended up in the army, and from there she found Christ, and she has a mighty, mighty ministry. And I've got a couple of her books, and I just find her really beautiful to listen to. The next one I'm going to talk to you about is Overcoming Familiar Spirits. Now, I have spoken to this pastor. His name is Kenan Bridges. He's in America. And amazing, one of my students actually, goes to his church. This Overcoming Familiar Spirits is a must for every single medium, every single psychic, every single tarot card reader, angel card reader, or anyone that does Reiki or anything. You need to understand what a familiar spirit is to understand why you know things and how true are those things in the knowing. I'm not questioning you, I'm questioning who supplies you. I want you to go deeper and lift the veil of who they are and who's supplying them. I want you to find out who their boss is, so you know who you are talking to. And this book is incredible. He's a beautiful, beautiful man online. You can watch many of his prophecies online. The next book I want to talk to you about is one of my favorite books. It's called Redeeming Your Timeline. Now, I'm not going to give you too much more than that, but it's a fabulous book. And I use this in conjunction with, and this book, along with the Familiar Spirit book, brought me to the revelation of who sits on your timelines. Remember, God's outside of time. Second heaven's inside of time. We're inside of time. Somebody's a case manager on your family DNA timeline, your own personal timeline, your business timeline, your health timeline. And redeeming your timeline is a very critical thing to do, a very savvy thing to do in the spirit. And you can do it quite quickly in conjunction with some other books that I use. I class my trading keys as kindergarten. I class these books as intermediate. And I class the next set of books as being as university. I've skipped high school completely because high school is where I teach you how to go through the courts of heaven and to become a healing warrior for yourself, your family, your community, and your nation. So, life's eternity, I've got to give it a few seconds. I have seen what happens with the aborted soul. And I can tell you what the government tells you and allows you to do is despicable at the end of the day. I had an encounter that just absolutely pulled me apart. I had a young lady come to see me, and I've dealt with many people and have a wonderful prayer that I use for those, because most people will carry guilt, shame, and condemnation. And it's not because the church puts that on you. There may be some religious people out there. But the key to this is if you don't understand eternity and you make a physical life choice, then you are not understanding the purpose of the whole of humanity. And it's something that I show people. I've got a drawing in front of me of a particular case that I did with a woman, and she was a Christian lady. And this actually came up, and it was quite horrendously an emotional draining in the sense of how this is in reality. Eternity is a reality. The afterlife is reality. When our body hits the dust again, the soul and the spirit's got to go somewhere. Now, if you've got the Holy Spirit, off you go to heaven pretty fast. If you've got the spirit world, there's a battle that goes on over your soul. So just think about that. There is a battle because you have the spirit world on your doorstep, not the Holy Spirit. And so just think about it. Holy Spirit versus the whole of the second kingdom. Second kingdom's no match. But why would you risk it? So five redemptive keys is a touchy subject. And so I deal with the aborted soul. I deal with understanding incubus and succubus. I deal with the fact of when how our parts of our soul can get tied up in the atmosphere. It can be hoodwinked. I understand what shamans do, and they just make it worse. I'm an indigenous person, so I have been asked to train in those things, and I declined them. I declined them at a time when I didn't really understand what I was doing myself. And I thought these things just didn't feel right. I was only a new age, and I say only, I think about 3.5-4 years. I hadn't been in it for my whole life. I was in and out, but that in and out had me bound in the spiritual realm quite horrendously. You will find that the team of people that I work with, 3 or 4 of them know me quite well, or quite a few of them know me quite well, and they have actually helped me get delivered from some situations that you would just not even consider. And I can tell you, these situations came from not from me doing New Age work. It was actually came from me doing a business trade with a person who was a witch, and I didn't understand it. Well, she was actually a high priestess. So anyone could assume that knows me could think it was XYZ, but you would not believe where this came from and who this was. But this attack had been on me for over 10 years, amongst all other things. So AI. So AI, I can tell you, the demons that come with that, you give yourself over to AI, you give yourself over to having an implant into you, then my answer would be, don't come to me to help. You have free will. God gave it to you. You choose now and be wise about it. Do some research. What does it mean supernaturally? Go to a church that's a spiritual warfare church in your town, city, nation. Find out who's the best spiritual warfare church. Ask them the question about what does eternity look like and what is spiritual warfare so important to the church, and what is it about the unseen realms that I'm not seeing or I understand, before you get any jibby jabber into you, into your brain or anything else. Because I can tell you from my own personal experience, don't go there. Don't let those that think they're gods on this earth to play God with your physical body and your eternity. Because all of a sudden it has a plague on it. And that plague you will not like. Once it's in, you can't remove it. And you can't kill it. I had a dream once. Well, actually it was more of an encounter. And I was with this massive angel. And there was a whole lot of young kids with me. Now those kids were actually immature adults in church, or immature people who hadn't grown spiritually. And this alien, it was on the Kaikoura coastline, which is in the South Island of New Zealand. And we were looking over to Wellington, where Parliament is, where the capital of New Zealand is, in the North Island. And you can see the north from the south. And we're standing there, and this alien came. And I won't even describe it, but he'd be close to 7 foot, if not maybe a wee bit taller than that. And for some reason, he hit the ground, like on the rockery. He must have fell or something happened. Anyway, this young boy came up and he had like a spear gun, like a diver's spear gun, and or like a harpoon. And he was going to shoot it into this entity. And in this encounter, I said to this young person, wasn't young, he was an older man, but he was immature in the spiritual sense. I said, I would not do that if I was you. And he said, he looked at me and I said, do you understand if you kill that, what happens to you? And he looked at me and I said, you become it. We let AI in, like it's already here, we let it in any further, you can't kill it. It takes over you. You become it. You will be consumed by it. Now, I've said in the other clips, this isn't to put fear into you. And I don't think this conversation is to put fear into you. But I want to wake you up. I want you to wake up and understand how valuable you are as an individual. And how valuable the next person standing next to you is as an individual. You're more valuable than you give yourself credit for, or anyone will ever give you credit for. So I'm going to sign out from now. I bless you, and hopefully you will come and join the classroom and subscribe in there. More hopefully that you will buy one of the workbooks and support my ministry, and also join the free Zoom classes on a Monday. I run them from about 7 in the morning to 9 o'clock at night NZ time. And be blessed. Be very, very blessed. Thank you.